USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former chief of staff is explaining why the president held up the coronavirus relief bill before ultimately signing it.
What he was trying to do is to send a message that he wasn't really happy with the bill.
The former White House chief of staff speaking there on CNBC as far as another message that he believes the president was trying to send.
Congress is broken, and it is. I think a lot of us were relieved he did sign the bill because I don't think it was a plan if he didn't, but I don't think he's happy about it.
A very busy Monday after Christmas for the House of Representatives. The House will be voting on a veto override after the president rejected a defense spending bill. If the House and Senate vote to override the veto, it will be the first of Trump's presidency. The TSA is saying more than 7 million passengers made their way through safety checkpoints at airports last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
House Democrats are all for sending Americans a $2,000 stimulus check or $4,000 for a married couple. It's Republicans in the House and Senate that are resistant to the idea. One senator who's against the idea is Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
Why would we be sending $2,000 to people with a six-figure income who've had no suspension, no reduction of their income at all? Consider the millions of federal employees. Never miss the check. They're not going to miss a check. Why would we be sending several thousand dollars to these folks? This money isn't sitting on a shelf. We're going to print it or we're going to borrow it. And I think that the aid should be much, much more targeted. It should be targeted to people who've actually lost their job.
Former Full House actress Lori Loughlin is out of the Big House. She was released today after serving a 2-month sentence for her part in the college admissions scandal, her husband spending 5 months behind bars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The baseball world is mourning the loss of a Hall of Fame pitcher.
A baseball legend has died. Atlanta Braves knuckleballer Phil Niekro at his 1997 Hall of Fame induction.
We're all very fortunate in our life to be blessed to be associated with certain people in our lives. And I have been. 32 years ago, when I walked on a charter flight with Milwaukee Braves, I walked on the airplane and I told one of the guys on the Milwaukee Braves, I saw my wife, which was a flight attendant, and I told Gene Oliver, in fact, I said, I'm going to marry that lady, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, and I have. She has laughed with me, and she has cried with me. She has kept me warm in many more ways than one. Married for 31 years, finest wife a man can have, my wife Nancy.
The longtime champion of the Atlanta Braves rotation died after a lengthy fight with cancer. The team announced Sunday he was 81. The Braves said Niekro died Saturday night in his sleep. He lived in the Atlanta suburb of Flowery Branch, where a main thoroughfare bears his name. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, a 12-year-old boy now holds a Guinness World Record for identifying different airlines. Siddhant Gumber was able to identify 39 airlines using the tails of their airplanes within 60 seconds. His mother telling the Gulf News she made a PowerPoint to help him study the different plane tails. She noted her son has an exceptional picture memory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.